Pensacola Morning News. And joining me now, we have Shane Tucker. He is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. Happy Labor Day, sir.
Happy Labor Day to you. Just like our farmer Ryan Jenkins works, cops don't get to take off Labor Day, do they?
Well, no, for most holidays and weekends, some cops, some firemen, some EMS crew has to be out there. So the men and women of Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office are no exception. They're out on the street making sure everybody's safe.
I mean, if people would stop, you know, drinking and driving and speeding and harming each other, then you guys could go ahead and take off. But they don't stop, especially on Labor Day. They tend to drink a little bit more. So guess what? Somebody has to work, right?
They sure do, and we're glad to do it. We're awful proud to serve our community and do it.
Speaking of drinking and behavior, you guys had a little bit of an incident off the Navarre Causeway the other day. Is that right?
We did yesterday, as a matter of fact. Yesterday, an intoxicated man jumped off the Navarre Causeway Bridge into the Sound.
Wow.
He was fully clothed, had all his clothes on, and our deputies responded to assist the FWC officer who was on the water that actually saw him jump into the water. You know, the FWC officer was able to get the man to shore. And initially, he denied having jumped, but when confronted with the fact that it was witnessed, he was unwilling or unable to provide any kind of reasonable explanation for jumping off the bridge. So he was taken to a local hospital for some evaluation. As far as I know, he wasn't injured. He was just a little bit wet.
Yeah, definitely could have been. I mean, there's certainly parts of that that you could very much hurt yourself or, you know, you could drown, obviously, if you've been drinking and, you know, you get into that water. But, wow, okay. So no explanation.
Yeah, based on his level of intoxication.
Just thought maybe that'd be a shortcut, I guess. So, okay. All right. Fair enough. You guys also have had a fair number of, like, trailer thefts. Is that right?
We've had a few of those go on here recently. And we just like to remind folks that your utility trailers that you have outside, take all necessary and proper precautions that you can. You know, it can be difficult to secure them because more often than not, they do have to be left outside. If there's any way that you can keep them in a garage or a shop, that would be best. But take any kind of precaution you can to lock them. And as with anything, report any suspicious activity to us immediately. If there's somebody hanging around that, you know, that just gives you the feeling they're up to no good, give us a call and let us come out and ride around and check it out. But just be on the lookout when you've got stuff like that outside. There are people going around as we speak trying to steal that kind of stuff.
Good Lord. And by the way, just to be clear, the kind of trailers that you're talking about is like when somebody's got a, you know, like a graded kind of, you know, 2x4s on the bottom and then they got a bunch of stuff thrown in there. Could be lawn mowers or, you know, could be junk that they've gone and picked up from other places. It's not junk to them because they're going to fix it up or resell it. Like those are the kind of trailers you're talking about, right?
Right. Like utility trailers.
Okay.
Sometimes they're enclosed, but then sometimes they're open.
You know, it's funny because, you know, mentally, we tend to think that certain things are safe because they're just, like, cognitively we put them in a different classification. Like, well, that's attached to my car, therefore surely nobody would, you know, make off with that. But, of course, the thief is really good at ignoring conventions, you know, and they don't think
Indeed.
That way about your stuff, right?
And we have come across very, very few articles that somebody is not willing to steal. If you own it, somebody's willing to steal it.
And I'm fascinated by the psychology of it because it's funny, like if you take a, like, let's say you got a weed whacker, you know, okay, and you got it in your utility trailer like this. If you put that weed whacker out on the ground, there's something in you that probably says, you know, somebody could come and take that. But you move it 4 feet onto your trailer, and then kind of mentally you're like, that's fine. and the problem is the thief is like, thank you very much, you know, which is horrible, but that's the reality, right?
Unfortunately, it is. You know, some people enjoy stealing. You know, for a lot of people, stealing is a way to make some quick money, some easy money. But I've talked to some people that just enjoy it. They like taking things that don't belong to them. So it happens. You got to watch your stuff.
God, that's just horrifying. I mean, I know it's true, but it just, you know, I hate to have it said out loud because I prefer to believe it's not true. But okay. We also had a sad note. We had a former sheriff from Santa Rosa County pass away. Is that right?
We sure did. Jim Powell, James A. Powell, he was the sheriff from 1981 to 1985 when you know, I was just a young boy here in Santa Rosa County. He was, from what I understand, he was a retired highway patrol trooper and got elected sheriff of Santa Rosa County for a term. So, you know, we're certainly sad to report that and extend our condolences to all his family and friends. You know, looking at the comments and stuff from on Facebook from the post, he was a beloved man and served the Santa Rosa County citizens well.
Wow. Well, sad day. And, you know, of course, we know this is going to happen. But as you say, people remember somebody. And from back in the day, that was a name that I'm sure a lot of people very much still remember. Long predates my own time here in Pensacola. But, you know, we're glad to honor the service of somebody like that. Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe. And we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.